a day after the landmark visit of British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond to Sofia, a second important visit took place, that of US Secretary of State John Kerry on Thursday. This was his first official visit since he took office. The US top diplomat has had talks with Bulgarian President Rosen Plevneliev, Prime Minister Boyko Borisov and Foreign Minister Daniel Mitov. Bulgaria and the United States reaffirmed their strategic partnership, said PM Borisov after the meeting. According to him, topics of discussion were regional and global challenges of political nature, as well as cooperation in the sphere of defense and security.
Dobar dan. I'm happy to be here, and it's really a pleasure for me to be in Sofia at a really what is such an eventful and consequential moment for our transatlantic partnership. These are obviously very challenging times, and Bulgaria lives in a very challenging neighborhood. So I come here today to make sure that every Bulgarian knows that America is deeply committed to Bulgaria's security, prosperity, and the health and strength of the democratic institutions. After my meetings today with the President and with the Prime Minister, I am personally convinced that 2015 can be the year that Bulgaria turns the corner towards greater stability and prosperity. And we, the United States, President Obama, are deeply committed to working with you to strengthen your economy, the rule of law, energy security, and with those things, the sovereignty and the democratic health of this country. Now, first, I want to reassure you that America's Article 5 NATO commitment to Bulgaria is rock solid. As allies, the United States and Bulgaria have stood shoulder to shoulder for more than a decade in promoting global security from the Balkans to Afghanistan to Iraq. And we are standing together today. The task of building a Europe that is whole, free, and at peace is not complete. In order to meet today's challenges, both near and far, America is committed to a strong and to a sovereign Bulgaria. That is the message that I conveyed or shared during my discussions today with President Plevneliev, as well as with Prime Minister Borisov.
This was U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Among the focuses of the Bulgarian-U.S. dialogue was the diversification of energy sources. It is very important that the sovereignty of Bulgaria is respected, John Kerry said. Bulgaria deserves better energy security and better prices in case that South Stream pipeline is not implemented. I believe that Russia will abandon ideas of revenge and would start looking for other solutions. The United States will support the energy independence of Bulgaria in the difficult situation in which it was placed after Russia cancelled the South Stream project, Mr. Kerry added.
And that is not directed against any country, it's simply a reality. No country in the world should be totally dependent for its energy supply of one other country. We need diversified supplies across the world. And the United States is prepared to help Bulgaria, which has made difficult decisions in order to try to protect its energy future. We are committed to try to help attract investment and provide assistance in the laying out of a full plan for the future and long-term strategy for Bulgaria. To that end, we are sending an energy envoy, our envoy, here to Bulgaria to work with your ministry in order to help understand exactly what that energy future can look like. And we are committed to working. The Prime Minister has asked and we have agreed to have the Export-Import Bank engaged in discussions in order to assist in that process, as well as energy experts. And we'll work very closely, hand in hand, with the Prime Minister in order to assist in designing the energy future. But obviously there's much more than that. There's opportunity for all kinds of investment. The key to attracting investment is to have open government, transparency, accountability, a justice system that works, that promises people the capacity to resolve problems through rule of law. So the more that the reform process takes hold, the faster there will be an increase of investment and a certainty in the marketplace as to what those opportunities really amount to. So we're very hopeful to work closely, hand in hand. We've committed to do that, and we look forward to this year being a real year of turning the corner. I know the people of Bulgaria are anxious about what the meaning is in the aftermath of the South Stream decision. We understand that. And that's why we're deeply committed to helping your government, which has made difficult decisions, but we think strong decisions, in order to move Bulgaria in the right direction. Now it's important for Europe, the United States, companies to help define that and to produce it. And we're committed to try to do so.
On the topic of shale gas extraction, Prime Minister Borisov said that Bulgaria's position remains unchanged. We have repeatedly stated that there is a moratorium on shale gas exploration. The moratorium would remain valid until a process that guarantees 100% environmental safety was found. On the topic of plans for the construction of a seventh unit at the Kozloduy nuclear power plant by US company Westinghouse, the Bulgarian Prime Minister said that a working group was formed. I have clearly called for support that this company should be an investor in the project, including US Exim Bank, in order to find such a financial scheme so that it does not make the budget deficit grow, the Prime Minister said. Bulgaria and the United States agreed to establish four working groups in key areas such as security and defense, energy security, the rule of law, education and relations between the two peoples. The question of introducing visa-free regime for Bulgarian citizens traveling to the United States received a familiar response. According to US legislation, the visa regime can be lifted if no more than 3% of visa applications received a negative response. In Bulgaria, the level in 2014 was 15%.